Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Mezechus Zvachim Daf Kuf Off, the 12th Perek Tevul Yom. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Tanaim debate why the Asir Chatas of Rosh Chodesh was burned on the day that Aaron and his sons became Onanim upon the deaths of Nadab and Avihu. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Mifnei Aninus Srafua. They burned it because of Aninus, meaning because they were not permitted to eat it. The Psukim hint to an exchange between Moshe and Aaron about why the Asir Rosh Chodesh was burned. After Moshe asked if the blood was brought into the Heichal, or if the meat left the Azorah, disqualifying it, and Aaron denied both, Moshe asked if the carbon was sacrificed in a state of aninus. Aaron replied, Vikihem hikrivu ani krafti. Did they, referring to his son, sacrifice it? I sacrifice it, as a Kohen Gadol has a vote as an onen was valid. Aaron explained why the chatas was burned. Vitikra'enu osika ela. Now that such things befell me, my son's death, making me an onen, if I would eat the chatas, would Hashem approve? Although Moshe was explicitly instructed they could eat that day's karbonas as onanim, perhaps that was only b'kadshei shah, regarding that time's karbonas of the inaugural ceremony, but not for kadshei doros, karbonas for all generations, referring to the Asir Rosh Chodesh, which should be prohibited based on a kavach homer for Maisa Sheni. Point number two, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Nechemiah and say, Bifnei Tumah Nisrafa, the Asir Rosh Chodesh was burned because of Tumah it contracted. According to them, a similar exchange took place between Moshe and Aaron, but then Moshe asked if perhaps, because of their anguish, they were negligent in guarding the Chatas from Tumah. To this, Aaron replied, Moshe, kachani be'enecho? Moshe, is this how I am in your eyes? Shani mevazik kadshe shamayim? That I would disgrace heavenly karbanos? V'tikre'enu asika eil, v'afil eil uke eil. Now that such things befell me, meaning even if these things and more things like them would occur to me, I would not disgrace kadshe shamayim. Aaron then explained why the chatas was not eaten. Although Moshe was told they could eat it while onanim, perhaps that was only that night, but during the day, it was prohibited based on the kavach homer from Maaseh Sheni. This delay until night caused the chatas to accidentally become tameh. According to Al-Tanaim, the story concludes that Moshe heard and he approved, meaning he admitted Aaron was right, and Wabosh Moshe Womar Woshamati. He was not ashamed of his mistake to say, I never heard this distinction. Ela Amar Shamati Veshachachti. Rather, he said, I heard it, but I forgot it. And point number three, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Nechemiah, among other questions, why would the chatas be burned because they were onanim and couldn't eat it, since Pinchas was also a Kohen and was not an onan? The Gemara answers that he holds like Rabbi Elazar, who said, when he scanned Pinchas asher haragu leZimri, Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri, as the Pasuk says afterwards, v'haysa lo ulazaro achara bris kuhunas olam, and it shall be for him and offspring after him a bris of eternal priesthood, implying he wasn't a Kohen beforehand. Thus, he wasn't a Kohen at the time of this incident. Rav Ashi says Pinchas did not become a Kohen asher sam shalom bein ha-shvatim until he made peace among the Shvatim in the days of Yeshua when he prevented a war over suspected idolatry. Rav Ashi explains that the earlier pasuk was merely a bracha informing him that his descendants would be Kohanim, but he did not yet become a Kohen. According to Rabbi Elazar, the pasuk in Yeshua refers to Pinchas there as Pinchas the Kohen, liyachas zoro acharav, to attribute his descendants to him, meaning that future Kohanim gedolim would be from his offspring. So once again, the three points are, number one, Tanaim debate why the Asir Chatas of Rosh Chodesh was burned on the day that Aaron and his sons became Onanim upon the deaths of Nadab and Avihu. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Mifnei Aninus Srafua. They burned it because of Aninus, meaning because they were not permitted to eat it. The Psukim hint to an exchange between Moshe and Aaron about why the Asir Rosh Chodesh was burned. After Moshe asked if the blood was brought into the Heichal, or if the meat left the Azorah, disqualifying it, and Aaron denied both, Moshe asked if the carbon was sacrificed in a state of aninus. Aaron replied, Vikihem hikrivu ani krafti. Did they, referring to his son, sacrifice it? I sacrifice it, as a Kohen Gadol has a vote as an onen was valid. Aaron explained why the chatas was burned. Vitikra'enu osika ela. Now that such things befell me, my son's death, making me an onen, if I would eat the chatas, would Hashem approve? Although Moshe was explicitly instructed they could eat that day's karbonas as onanim, perhaps that was only b'kadshei shah, regarding that time's karbonas of the inaugural ceremony, but not for kadshei doros, karbonas for all generations, referring to the Asir Rosh Chodesh, which should be prohibited based on a kavach homer from Maaseh Sheni. Point number two, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Nechemiah and say, Bifnei Tumah Nisrafa, the Asir Rosh Chodesh was burned because of Tumah it contracted. According to them, a similar exchange took place between Moshe and Aaron, but then Moshe asked if perhaps, because of their anguish, they were negligent in guarding the chatas from Tumah. To this, Aaron replied, Moshe, kachani be'enecho? Moshe, is this how I am in your eyes? Shani mevazik kadshe shamayim? That I would disgrace heavenly karbanos? V'tikre'enu asika eil, v'afil eil uke eil. Now that such things befell me, meaning even if these things and more things like them would occur to me, I would not disgrace Kadshei Shamayim. Aaron then explained why the chatas was not eaten. Although Moshe was told they could eat it while onanim, perhaps that was only that night, but during the day, it was prohibited based on the Kal v'chomer from Maaseh Sheni. This delay until night caused the chatas to accidentally become tameh. According to Al Tanaim, the story concludes that Moshe heard and he approved, meaning he admitted Aaron was right, and Lobosh Moshe Lomar Loshamati. He was not ashamed of his mistake to say, I never heard this distinction, Ela Amar Shamati v'shachachti. Rather, he said, I heard it, but I forgot it. And point number three, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Nechemiah, among other questions, why would the chatas be burned because they were onanim and couldn't eat it, since Pinchas was also a kohen and was not an onan? The Gemara answers that he holds like Rabbi Elazar, who said, when he scanned Pinchas, Asheragu Zimri, Pinchas did not become a kohen until he killed Zimri. As the Pasuk says afterwards, V'aisalo Elazaro achara bris kuhunas olam, and it shall be for him and offspring after him a bris of eternal priesthood, implying he wasn't a kohen beforehand. Thus, he wasn't a kohen at the time of this incident. Ravashi says Pinchas did not become a kohen, Asher Sam Shalom Bein HaShvatim, until he made peace among the Shvatim in the days of Yeshua, when he prevented a war over suspected idolatry. Ravashi explains that the earlier pasuk was merely a bracha informing him that his descendants would be kohanim, but he did not yet become a kohen. According to Rabbi Elazar, the pasuk in Yeshua refers to Pinchas there as Pinchas the kohen, Yachaz Zoro Achrab, to attribute his descendants to him, meaning that future kohanim gedolim would be from his offspring. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Kuf Aleph, and this Siman was suggested to us by Kobe Melkin. He suggested that Kuf Aleph is a bird caller going caw, caw. So here goes. At the monthly Kohen bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onen call to commemorate why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, and another answered with the Tamei call, a man named Pinchas stood alone dreaming of the day he would become a Kohen. Once again, slow motion. At the monthly Kohen bird calling meet, bird calling, that must be Maran Daf Kuf Aleph, caw, caw. At the monthly Kohen bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onan call to commemorate why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, which reminds us, Tanaim debate why the Seir Chatas of Rosh Chodesh was burnt on the day that Aaron and his sons became Onanim upon the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Mifnei Aninas Ravua, they burned it because of Aninas, meaning because they were not permitted to eat it. The Psukim hint to an exchange between Moshe and Aaron about why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burned. So at the monthly bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onen call to commemorate why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, and another answer with the Tamei call, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Nechemiah and say, Mifnei Tuma Nisrufa, the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burned because of Tuma contracted. According to them, a similar exchange took place between Moshe and Aaron. Aaron explained why the chatas was not eaten. Although Moshe was told they could eat it while onanim, perhaps that was only that night, but during the day it was prohibited based on a Kal v'chomer from Maaseh Sheni. This delay until night caused the chatas to accidentally become tameh. So at the monthly bird calling meet, where one group practiced the onan call to commemorate why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, and another answered with the tameh call, a man named Pinchas stood alone dreaming of the day he would become a Kohen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Nechemiah, among other questions, why would the chatas be burned because they were onanim and couldn't eat it since Pinchas was also Kohen and was not an onan? The Gemara answers that he holds like Rabbi Elazar, who said, when he scanned Pinchas ad sheharagu leZimri, Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. As the Pasuk says afterwards, V'aisalo leZoro achra bris kunas olam, it shall be for him and offspring after him a bris of eternal priesthood, implying he was not a Kohen beforehand. Thus, he wasn't a Kohen at the time of this incident. So once again, at the monthly bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onan call to commemorate why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, and another answered with the Tamei call, a man named Pinchas stood alone dreaming of the day he would become a Kohen. All right, so now it's time for four Blatbat Chazara. Daf Tzadi Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The chess masters, that must move on Daf Tzadi Zayin, chess. The chess master is playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtif on pots they use for Shlamim, but they just kept using them day after day, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Tarfon says, if one cooked kashrut meat in a kli at the beginning of a regel, he may cook in it for the entire regel without Marika Shtifa. The Chachamim say, Ad Zman Achila Marika Shtifa, purging and rinsing is until the time of eating. The Gemara ultimately explains Rabbi Tarfon's reason. Kol yom v'yom nase gilul chavero. The successive cooking of each and every day constitutes a purging for the absorption of the previous day. Rashi explains that since many shlamim are brought on the regalim, a new shlamim will always be cooked in the pot, so the previous shlamim's flavor would be purged before becoming noser, which is on the second day. So the chess master is playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol Hamoed tournament, who are surprised when they notice that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtifa on pots they used for shlamim, but just kept using them day after day. We're asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if Kadshei Kadshim that fell into the Kadshim Kalim is enough to be Nos and Tam, restricting its use, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one cooked Kadshim and Chulun meat together, or Kadshei Kadshim and Kadshim Kalim together, if there's enough in the more stringent meat to give flavor to the other meat, then the lenient ones must be eaten according to the laws and the stringent among them. Thus, the Chulun in the first case would have stringencies of Kadshim, and the Kadshim Kalim in the second case would have the stringencies of Kadshei Kadshim. So the chess masters playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol Hamoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtifa on pots they used for Shlamim, but just kept using them day after day, were asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if the Kadshei Kadshim that fell into the Kadshim Kalim is enough to be Nos and Tam, restricting its use, and wondered why when a Chatas Psul got mixed with Kadshim, we don't just say, Ase Docha, Los Ase, which reminds us, a Braisa darshans that if Kadshim absorbs from a Chatas, which is possible, the other Kadshim becomes disqualified. The Gemara asks, let the mitzvahs Ase to eat Korbanas come and override the Los Ase, not to eat disqualified kachim. Rav Ashi answers, Yikdash Asehu, it shall be holy, is a mitzvah ase not to eat the disqualified kachim. Vein ase dochas los ase vase, and an ase does not override a los ase and ase together. Dav Tzadiches. So the similar Dav Tzadiches relates to schok, laughter, and we use a clown. So here goes. The clown, that must move on Dav Tzadiches, schok. The clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and a mincha into them, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that absorptions from all karbon is sanctified, which is derived from achatas and minachos. So the clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and a mincha into them, had the butcher and grease seller clown join him after he immersed his apron covered in blood and grease stains, which don't act as a chetzitza since they don't bother him, which reminds us, Rava says that it's obvious to him that blood on a garment is a chetzitza for tefillah and a mikvah. But for a tabach, a butcher who's used to blood on his clothing, it's not a chetzitza since he doesn't mind it. Similarly, Ravav, grease constitutes a chetzitza for a garment, but for a mocher Ravav, a seller of grease, it's not a chetzitza since he doesn't mind it. The question is, what is the din if he had both dum and grease on him? The question is left unresolved. So the clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and a mincha into them, had the butcher and grease seller clown join him after he immersed his apron covered in blood and grease stains, which don't act as a chatzitza since they don't bother him, but had someone turn away the Tefil Yom and Mechuser Kippurim, who don't receive a portion of karbanas to eat at night, which reminds us, the 12th parak begins, Tefil Yom, one who immersed that day and will become fully tahor at night, and a Mechuser Kippurim, one lacking atonement for tuma, requiring karbanas to complete his purification, in Chokim B'Kadshim L'Echol Erev, do not receive a portion in the karbanas deed that night. Daf Tzadites. So the simmer Daf Tzadites is a cheetah. So here goes. The Tefil Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel. Cheetah? That must be on Daf Tzadites. The Tefil Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that a Tefil Yom does not receive a share in the karbanas. The pasuk says, "Akon mechato oso yachlenu." The kohen who throws its blood shall eat it. This implies that only the specific kohen who performs zrika may eat the meat. But since the entire mishmar of kohanim eats it, the Gemara instead explains the pasuk to mean rui lechitui, fit for zrika. So the Tefil Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, and the Tamei Baal Mum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, which reminds us that we learned that a Baal Mum who is also a Tamei does not receive a share in karbanas. So the Tefil Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, and the Tamei Baal Mum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, looked on jealously as the Onen sat on his cheetah skin mat in anticipation to eat his Karban Pesach along with other kachim, which reminds us, our Mishnah implies that although an Onen does not receive a share in karbanas, he may partake of other Kohanim shares that night. This is contradicted by another mission which states, Onen tovo v'ocho es pischo l'erev, and Onen immerses himself and eats his carbon Pesach in the evening because the Aninah's prohibition on the following night is midrabanan and wait for the carbon Pesach. Avolo b'kachim, but he may not eat other karbanas. Rav Yirmi Medifti says that our mission is discussing the night of Pesach. I did the achol Pesach, achol nami kachim. Since he may eat the Pesach, he may also eat other karbanas, although the permit was only necessary for the Pesach, which carries a karis penalty. During the rest of the year, when there's no carbon Pesach, he may not eat any kachim. Rav Asi gives a different explanation. Daf Kuf, so the simur Daf Kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The onen who read a note attached to a banana than a monkey. Monkey? That must be on Daf Kuf, kof. The onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the Karban Pesach that night, which reminds us, the previous daf posed a contradiction about Rabbi Shimon's opinion, whether Karban Pesach may be brought for an onen, and five answers are presented. In the fourth answer, Abaye says here Rabbi Shimon's ruling that an onen cannot bring a Pesach is when the relative died before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, whereas Rabbi Shimon's ruling allowing an onen to bring a Pesach is when he died after Chatzos. He explains, if he died before Chatzos, where he was not yet fit to bring the Pesach, Aninas Deraisa takes effect on him and prohibits him from bringing the Pesach. So the onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the Karban Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, which reminds us, in the final answer, Rava says that both statements of Rabbi Shimon refer to one whose relative died after Chatzos. He disagrees with Abaye and holds that Aninas even overrides the Pesach obligation, which preceded it. Rabbi Shimon's ruling that he cannot bring the Pesach is when the relative died before they shechted and threw his blood for him, whereas the ruling allowing an onen to eat the Pesach is where the relative died after they shechted and threw his blood for him. So the onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the Karban Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, followed by a monkey dressed as a mortician that delivered a note that Aninas extends into the night after burial, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas to nine regarding Aninas if Yom Kvura Tofes Leilu Midrabban, whether Aninas extends into the night after burial Midrabban. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss removing tumor from a kli by damaging it to return it to the Azor for kibus or from Riko Shtifa? That's on Duff. Sadihe. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you discuss why the assay to eat valid karbanas is not docha the prohibition to eat disqualified kachim that are mixed in? That's on Daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we have the question whether cooking in part of a kli requires marika ushtifa on the entire kli? That's on Daf. Tzadi Vav. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you discuss when Pinchas actually became a kohen? That's on Daf. Kufalov. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we mokokas if Marika and Shtifa is required during the regal? That's on Duff. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is when Kachim and Chuan or Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalan get cooked together? That's on Duff. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that the reason that the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt on the day of the Mishkan's inauguration was because of Tuma? That's on Daf. Kufal. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we discuss the din of bread that was baked in an oven that had been greased with animal fat? That's on Daf. Tzadihei. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we learn that Nehemiah holds? The reason the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt on the day of the inauguration is because of the Aninas of Aaron and his sons. That's on Daf. Kufalov. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that a Tevul Yom and Mechusa Kippurim do not receive a portion of the Karbanos to eat that night? That's on Daf. Tzadiches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.